Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit MyFreeStyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar, bills, y'all.
All right, Monday Fun Day here, people. Welcome in. Make it rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. What a weekend it was. We expected greatness, we expected craziness, and we've got just a little bit of each of those things with a whole lot in the middle across every damn sport known to mankind, really, between MMA, UFC, boxing, horse racing. Hell, we even had a dude who's never won a golf tournament before actually win a golf tournament here this weekend. It was Major League Baseball, where they haven't decided yet what kind of league. I haven't decided yet what kind of league this is, because it's become more and more a league of it's either going to be a home run in the final inning or two, or it's going to be a three strikeout performance and everyone goes home. There's really no in between in Major League Baseball anymore. It's feast or famine. And I guess that's the way they want it. But yesterday was out of control in Major League Baseball, highlighting once again the need for, I don't know, better pitching or maybe a new type of baseball, because it's getting out of control. And we're only, what, 5 weeks in, 6 weeks into the Major League Baseball season, and I'll be damned if I can figure it out. It's crazy, not to mention four overtime performances over the weekend in the NBA playoffs. Series are tied. Guys are... Once again, the NBA wins because we get extended series. Networks win. It was just absolute craziness. And, oh, yeah, it starts again tonight, too, doesn't it? Two more games going on here. Houston and Golden State, game four. And, of course, the Celtics try to pick up the pieces there, try to get themselves back in it. Bucks, Celtics tonight. Crazy weekend. Derby, we'll dive into that. Todd Pletcher going to join us a little bit later this morning. Kentucky Derby winning trainer who had a couple of horses in that race, but he wasn't complaining. He wasn't on the phone trying to pull down maximum security. But we'll get his thoughts, because I'm going to be interested to see from a trainer's standpoint, somebody that wasn't in it as he was there watching that race. I'm wondering if he looked and as he was going, yeah, there's an issue here, because it certainly seemed during the race, after the race was over, there was a lot of celebrating going on initially. It wasn't as if everybody watching that race or even the people calling the race were like, oh, boy, well, there's going to be a problem.
Hold all tickets. Right.
Yeah, there really wasn't a moment, because it wasn't a steward's inquiry. In other words, it wasn't an official from the racetrack that said, wait, hold on. It the complaints came after the race, like 5-10 minutes after the race. We started to hear rumblings on the telecast, and people just didn't know what to do. I mean, it was the strangest thing on the telecast too, Dane, because they were They were interviewing the winning trainer, yeah. and you know, like, hey, congratulations. You know, it was like La La Land. Like, anybody who had, and I feel bad for anybody that maybe had like Country House as to win, and was like, oh, this sucks. All right, let me do. You know, rips that ticket up because they thought it was over. Yeah, hold all tickets here, people. Oh, and by the way, it might not be over yet. This might actually be going to a court of law, if you can believe it. We'll give you the latest on that. But what was your reaction of the weekend here, Dane, across the board?
Oh, well, you know, I definitely had maximum security to win the Derby. We talked about it last week. We were on that horse as the speed horse. We thought even he had a better chance when it got to be a muddy track on the speed horse because maybe there wouldn't be mud kicked up in his eyes, right? So I was definitely on maximum security, and you were right, Joe. They're interviewing the jockey on the horse, you know, on the track. He's thanking God. He's, you know, talking about this. They're interviewing the trainers, the couple. They're so excited, blah, blah, blah. You know, so yeah, I think it's heartbreaking for anybody who had that because, you know, usually that's it. You know, I've been at the track and I always say, wait until it goes official. But the fact that we had like 15 minutes in between there really made it weird and anticlimactic. And honestly, Joe, my biggest takeaway, I say it in other sports, I think instant replay has gotten too good. And now we see everything frame by frame and so slow to be able to see, did he clip heels? Did he get over into the four path? That sort of thing. I think instant replay is almost too good these days and making us go frame by frame and two splitting hairs. I thought the best horse in the race was Maximum Security. He was challenged down the stretch a couple of times, had more in the tank. I thought he was the best horse. But history will dictate otherwise, I guess.
Yeah, no, it's not to be here, people. And those of you that were lucky enough, and we'll dive into the numbers a little later this morning, those of you that were lucky enough, for some reason, I don't know if you were drunk, lost a bet, maybe you were high, but you thought Country House was going to win that race. Congratulations, you were the only one. I'm pretty sure the owners of the horse didn't even bet Country House to win. But there were a couple of tickets floating around yesterday I thought was priceless. Somebody out in Vegas, a couple of Mirage, played a $4. And I this kind of stuff, I'd rather be lucky than good. We say it all the time. He ended up having Country House on the top. He played a couple of $4 superfectas. And he basically finished, you know, second, third, fourth, and fifth. And by the way, just only played those horses.
Superfecta.
And then all of a sudden gets taken down. $4 turned into 80 grand for the guy, just like that. Played exactly the same ticket twice, $4, $8 total investment, turned it into 80 grand. Somebody was looking out for him, boy. Rather be lucky than good, that's for sure. Unreal. All right, buckle up. Here we go. Monday fun day. We'll dive into all the action from over the weekend here next on Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get in shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Go, O'Reilly.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
All right, the Kentucky Derby winner that was not to be. We'll talk about that coming up here in about 15 minutes. Welcome and happy Monday. We'll make it rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. And crazy. I mean, just crazy. Beginning Friday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. A crazy weekend in the world of sports. We'll try to dive in here. NBA playoffs continue tonight. NHL playoffs last night. Guy takes a puck to the throat and nobody calls timeout, and they still score a goal on him. All sorts of controversy all over the place in the world of sports, which is why we love it. But a big shout out over the weekend to Adam Sandler, who hosted Saturday Night Live, which he almost never does, really. As a matter of fact, I think it was the first time since he left the show in 95, right? Yep. And the tribute he did to Chris Farley, I thought was just awesome with the video clips and everything. I don't know if you guys had a chance to see it, and obviously we can't play it, but it was really, I don't know if you had a chance to see it, Dane. I thought it was a throwback, and it was so cool. I loved Farley. I thought that was one of my favorite eras of Saturday Night Live, and it was good to see Sandler back finally. But that was unexpected. That was actually pretty cool.
So actually, yes, I did see it, and I actually had heard that song before, Joe. His Netflix special, 100% Fresh, I think it's called, his latest Netflix special. He does that song. It's like his comedy stand-up, okay? But you know how Adam Sandler is. There's a lot of songs involved in it. Another personal favorite of mine is Phone Wallet Keys. Everything you need, I got my phone wallet keys. But in any event, and he does the Chris Farley song, okay? This is not a song he had just for Saturday Night Live. He had that song before. And it literally has brought tears to my eyes on a number of occasions Sunday morning, which is when I watched Saturday Night Live, not being one of them as well. But even though I had even heard that song before in his Netflix special, it still got me a little choked up when I heard him do it on Saturday Night Live. Yeah, I thought it was absolutely amazing that they decided to let him end it that way. Beautiful song, using the tribute. And, you know, the fact that I like when he compares them to, like, Candy and Belushi. And, you know, and Farley's like, nah, man, those are my heroes. I'd love to go out like that. You know, it's really interesting because all that stuff in that song is 100% true.
Yeah, actually, we have a clip. Here's a clip of that song from the from the episode of Saturday Night Live. It is actually awesome.
Hey, buddy, last moved on, but you still bring us so much joy. Make my kids laugh with your YouTube clips. Oh, Tommy boy. And when they ask me who's the funniest guy ever knew, I tell them hands down without a doubt it's you. Yeah, I miss hanging out, watching you try to get laid. But most of all, I miss watching you torture Spade. You're a legend like you wanted, but I still wish you were here with me. And we were getting on a plane to go shoot Grown Ups 3. Yeah, life ain't the same without you, boy.
It was awesome, man. Especially if you love that generation of Saturday Night Live,
because
I can't stand the generation now. So it was actually kind of cool to be able to get a throwback there. And I think Kristen Wiig, like a lot of, I think
Chris
Jimmy
Rock
Fallon
there
came,
in the opener.
Rock. Yeah, it was awesome.
Absolutely.
Man. Yeah.
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact,
awesome.
They should do nothing but throwback episodes from here on out. Just keep bringing
right?
Because everything else you do sucks right now. Like, if I got to see any more.
Hosting next week, Tim Meadows, and the week after that, Eddie Murphy. You know?
Give me Chevy Chase. Like, give me Aykroyd. Like, give me all of those guys, man.
It's awesome. Check out his comedy special, though, Joe. 100% Fresh. On Netflix, it's great Adam Sandler, and he does a lot of the songs. You know, one of the things that were great about Adam Sandler is how we can turn anything into a kind of song and dance. And
awesome.
Check it out, 100% Fresh on Netflix. He does that. He has that song and a number of others that if you're into that sort of thing, you should definitely check it out.
Yeah, I mean, Saturday Night Live was one of those things when we all grew up. You know, everybody had their generation of
their
Saturday
own favorites,
Night Live.
Right.
Exactly. It really was. And I almost, when I came across it, I saw it. And I'm like, wait, he's never done. I'm like, he's one of the guys that like always stayed away. And everyone's like, when are you going to do it? And I was like, is he really going to do this? So it made me want to check it out. And then when I saw the tribute, I was like, that's really cool, man, because you forget how just how talented and how good all those guys were. And I don't know that anybody's gone on to make more money than Sandler. I mean, I think Sandler's had probably for movie wise, I don't know anybody's made more money than Sandler does. I mean, who's
Eddie
had
Murphy?
More? It's close, but even Murphy kind of.
I mean, Eddie
Murphy
was a while
might
there.
Be up there. Yeah, it might be up there.
There was a minute there when he was doing like Boomerang and Distinguished Gentleman and all that stuff. He might be up there. I mean, Chris Rock has made a ton of money also, but like you said, not maybe from movies, him from his comedy specials. But there was also a point in time where they were all in all those movies together, right?
Yes,
there was
just
that whole
correct.
Crew between Rock and Spade and Farley and Sandler, like, and Schneider, like Rob Schneider. They put all of them. It was just that same whole crew in all the movies together. The same way, like, you know, Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson, like that was a whole crew. They did all their movies together. You're right. I mean, Sandler would definitely be up there, but I think some of those other guys, they got a lot of credits. I mean, Chris Rock has done a ton, but maybe
Ravonna,
he's got
see if you
more.
Can find us what Saturday Night Live guy has generated the most money in movies. I'm curious to see that.
My guess is actually going to be Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy's a good call. Yeah, it's because that stretch there that he had. I mean, he's been gone forever, it feels like, but you're right.
Right.
Just movies, though, from the box offices. I'm wondering because Sandler's got a stretch there that it was kind of must see. And as stupid as those movies were, you had to go see him. It was ridiculous.
Big Daddy, Happy Gilmore, Tommy Boy, stretch. Absolutely. It'd be interesting
crazy.
To see.
Yep. Very good stuff there, man. It was a nice reprieve from all the craziness that was this weekend in the world of sports. And it started kind of, you know, Friday night, we were looking forward to a little NBA action. We had Denver and Portland getting ready to go, and we weren't sure, all right, here's Portland coming back. They took one from Denver. What was it going to be? Well, it was probably one of the most epic NBA battles we have ever seen. Only, I think, the second time in the history of the NBA playoffs to have a game go to four overtimes. Not one, not two, not three, but four damn overtimes is what it took in order to be able to finish that game. And it all happened not because of Lillard, not because of McCollum, not because of Jokic. It was all Rodney Hood.
Driving over two Nuggets off the heel. Got it back to Hood. He'll try a three. And got it! Blazers by two!
Yeah, it was Rodney Hood off the bench, cramping teammates and all. He had to come off, and he basically dominated the last 60 seconds of that game. They were down 133 to 131. He came in and then turned that into a 138-136 game. They ended up winning by three. And then, believe it or not, last night, Jokic played 64 minutes and 58 seconds, the fourth most minutes in playoff game. And triple-double, 33 points, 18 boards, 14 assists. Anybody who had the over, you were ecstatic, of course, with four overtimes, although it did almost take to the second overtime to get to the over. But it was crazy. It was absolutely nuts. And then going into last night's game, you were wondering, are they going to have enough energy to compete and be able to get this done? Both teams got to be exhausted, and both teams looked exhausted. But you know what? Denver, behind another triple-double.
Jokic.
They ended up holding off Portland. Now the series shifts back to Denver, and we've got ourselves. And we always thought it might be six or seven games, but a lot of these series, especially this one, it certainly does look like six or seven games is what it's going to be here, Denver and Portland.
Yeah, I mean, in the Western Conference, I think the Golden State-Houston series is like all the sizzle. This one is the steak, Joe. I mean, this is good. This is great basketball, in my opinion, going back and forth. And you don't have, like, the egos involved. You know what I mean? You got Dame Dolla just with the look in his eye, being an assassin. Jokic doing absolutely everything. Towards the end of the game last night, it looked like Jokic was hurt. He was limping around, but they were just making offensive, defensive substitutions. Jamal Murray growing his profile, I would say, as well in the NBA. You know, talk about who's going to step out and like take it to that next step. Don't look now, but Jamal Murray, I am very excited about this series. This seems to be just good basketball where we're talking about the refs and we're talking about the eye in the other ones. Give me this series all day long.
Learn by fire, baby. That's what Denver is doing. We'll talk about the other series and what it all means. We'll put it together next, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com. Fantasy Sports Today.
NFC East.
Sure.
Philadelphia Eagles at -125.
Giants. Take the Giants.
Oh, no. Cowboys at +175. Washington at +800. Giants at +1200. Now, if you're asking me now, I do think the Eagles come back and win this division after the Cowboys won it this past year. But Washington at +800 is kind of interesting.
Saturdays, 8 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
What a day for Major League Baseball yesterday. Just I shake my head. It's getting to the point where I don't even recognize this game anymore. But maybe that is why Major League Baseball, or what Major League Baseball is hoping for. We'll talk about that coming up here in just about 15 minutes. Welcome in. Make it rain. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez. I'm Joe Ranieri. Thank you guys for making us a part of your day. What happened was we were wondering, we told you about, of course, Adam Sandler making it to Saturday Night Live for the first time ever since 95, since he left. And he did an amazing tribute to Farley. And we asked the question, you know, who made more money from Saturday Night Live in movies? Like, from a movie perspective, who was the number one grossing guy? And Bavona, what have you found so far? Have you found
Chevy Chase?
The latest numbers I could get were from like 2015, and obviously the monies have gotten obviously so much different, because you got to remember something. There is somebody on this list that you probably would have never thought of was on SNL, and the way I actually went to do this, there is a this one place I go to called Sporkle.com, and they do all it's all these different quizzes that you take.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I actually ended up having to do it myself to take this quiz to see the highest grossing SNL members, because this was the latest update of it from March of 2019. So here we go.
Okay.
And I'm going to go from the
least to most.
Yep, here we go. So starting with
like the five.
This is the you want me to go with
the top five.
The top five. Okay. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here we go. Number five, Adam Sandler. He grosses got a total gross of $4.8 billion.
$4.8 billion. Wow. Okay.
$4.8 billion. Yeah. Yep.
In movies,
I'm guessing
okay.
that Chevy Chase and Eddie Murphy are ahead of them, but we'll
I
see.
I forgot. You know what else I forgot? I forgot Billy Crystal and John Candy, too. But go ahead.
Crystal. Oh, right.
Number four, Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig, really?
$5.3 billion.
Inflation. Box office is just so much bigger now.
Yeah, inflation, exactly. But that's all right. I mean, we get an idea. That's fine. But all right, so Kristen Wiig.
And it's like Amy Schumer going to be up there then?
Hold on. Number three.
Go ahead.
Number three, Eddie Murphy.
There we go.
$6.6 billion.
That makes sense to me.
Number two, Bill Hader. Another inflation.
See, that's because, total inflation. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Because he was in Trainwreck all of a sudden. Now he's, but okay. Go ahead.
Okay. But now think of it. Now here's where you're going to be like, wow, I forgot this person was on SNL. And I remember it was a short stint, but he was there. He was there. And you got to think of inflation.
Oh, is it going to be like Jim Carrey?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope.
No, Carrey was in Living Color.
Yes.
He wasn't Saturday Night Live.
Carrey was Jim Carrey was never on it. Tony Stark himself, Robert Downey Jr.
Yes, he was. You're absolutely correct. Yep. He was there during the Billy Crystal era there. That's absolutely correct. He was young, too, when he was there. He wasn't there for long.
He was a kid.
He was only one season, I think, and then he left off to become part of that whole Brat Pack situation going on out there.
Yep.
Wow. So that makes sense. All right. So I think if you ever boiled it down to inflation, I mean, hell, Eddie Murphy, you're right. That much money, given the fact that most of his hits were in the 80s and 90s?
Early. I mean, your Beverly Hills Cops, your Boomerangs.
Yeah. 48 hours.
In the world. Yeah, those are the ones that gave it to me.
Just to give it to you, the top 10 is actually Chris Rock, Joan Cusack, Dan Aykroyd, Amy Poehler, and Mike Myers. Will Ferrell and Chevy Chase are just outside the top 10.
Wow, Mike Myers, forgot about him.
It was Will Ferrell.
Mike, Will Ferrell would. Will and Ferrell grosses $3.2 billion.
But the problem with Will Ferrell is he's not. Will Ferrell, you either love him or you hate him. Most people won't go to see a Will Ferrell movie unless you absolutely love him. But, you know, he's one of those, you're in between. You either love him or you absolutely hate him. And when the hell's the last good movie he's done, actually, to tell you the truth? It seems, Anchorman was the last one he did.
No. Joe, watch The House. The House is really funny.
That is a funny movie.
With Marky Mark? Oh, stop it.
No. Mark's not in that. No. That's the other guys.
They have a casino, like, in their house, pretty much.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes,
that movie's funny, but that's actually not Will Ferrell. But anyway.
You also said, Bavona, this was, like, as of 2015. And people like Kristen Wiig, people like Will Ferrell are still making movies in the last 3 or 4 years.
I'm sorry, Dane. The latest list I could find on the internet, like a news list, that would, like, the latest one was 2015. I had to go through Sporkle, like a quiz website, and I had to type it out myself.
It gives us an idea of what I mean. Our original question was about Sandler and Eddie Murphy anyway, and they're still top five. Yeah, they're still top five, which is all that matters.
You know, Joe, it's like, to your point, it's like taking the K rate of a pitcher in 1994 versus one now. Literally, Joe, 25% of Major League Baseball at-bats end in strikeouts. That's up from 17% only 10 years ago, okay? Yeah. And the walk percentage has gone up from like 7% to 10%. Literally one-third of at-bats, Joe, in Major League Baseball in 2019 end without contact.
Yeah, I'm not even sure anybody even goes to the movie theaters anymore unless it's some sort of superhero movie. So that whole list is going to be extremely, extremely skewed there. But no doubt, I think we can all agree that some of the funniest movies all originated from guys that started on Saturday Night Live. That's how that show will go down in history. Unfortunately, it sucks right now because they just can't find any more talent. Like, Pete Davidson's not a great actor, people, okay? I don't care who he goes out with. Like, none of these people should be anywhere near a TV screen that are on the current Saturday Night Live crew. They're awful. Absolutely awful. Give me the old school guys. Bring them back, like we said. Give us a little guest appearance every damn week from, like, the Sandlers and people. Maybe more people would actually tune in and watch the damn show.
If you tell me Chris Rock is doing two segments on the show, I'm tuning in.
You're damn right. Exactly correct, man. You tell me any one of the old school guys is coming back. Like I did this weekend. I would have never watched it if I didn't see Sandler was coming back. Like, come on. Exactly. I bet you, too, once we get the ratings, it's probably one of the highest rating ones that they've had in a few years, too. You know, who the hell else is going to tune in to see that crap? God, it's awful. All right. Speaking of awful, the Derby, definitely awful for those of you that were holding tickets for.
Like us.
For maximum security. And if you didn't have Country House, don't feel bad, because pretty much I'm sure the owners didn't even have a Country House or have a ticket on them. But real quick, here's the bottom line of what happened here. For those of you that may not understand or realize what was going on as you were watching it. As this race was going on, okay, as the field had prepared to straighten out at the top of the stretch and come to home, right, Maximum Security was leading. And as in many of these races, type of situation, started to get a little bit tired, but still was moving rather efficiently, I would say, around that turn, better than everybody else as the field started to catch up with them a little bit. And then what happened was he darted to the right. Like, hard to the right, and at least what they call paths in racing, which, just think about it, think of it as lanes. Yeah, think of it as lanes on a highway, okay? All of a sudden, he's in a center lane, and then he cuts over three lanes really quick to the right, and then that's where all the stuff started to happen, because as he moved in front of War of Will, and this is probably the part of the story that is not being talked about enough. The fact that he actually cut War of Will off, and then War of Will's front legs went underneath the back legs of Maximum Security, and not once but twice hit them. Explain to you in the horse world, folks, 9 times out of 10, that horse that got clipped goes down.
It's a disaster.
All right? Goes down. I cannot explain to you how, in the fact, War of Will, in the mud, managed not once but twice to remain standing up as they're going 37 miles per hour. Imagine being rear-ended at 37 miles an hour, guys, and what that's going to do to your car. Imagine being on a four-legged animal when all of a sudden it clips. Now, usually what happens is the front legs give out. The horse does a nosedive. Jockey goes. There were 18 other horses coming from behind. Gaffleone's dead, okay? And horse racing never recovers. It's that simple. The fact that War of Will did not go down is a miracle, when I tell you. Now, of course, once that happens, War of Will has to shift over now, and now all of a sudden you've got a whole bunch of other horses that are getting interfered with. He smashes in a long-range toddy. So both War of Will and Long Range Toddy, then now they fall back. They interfere with Bodie Express. And it's just a chain reaction. Meanwhile, Country House, somehow or another, because he also got bumped, he manages to finish second. So if you're watching it in real time and you're not diving in, you're going, all right, congratulations, Maximum Security. But when you watch the replay and when you listen to the interview of the trainer of Maximum Security, he sounded really nervous about what was going on at the track at that moment, because those guys realized what the hell happened. Now, to his credit, the War of Will jockey's not the guy that complained. Although he's the one who should have complained.
He was most like directly interfered with, right.
He was the one that could have killed, like, he was dead. I don't even know how it ended up the way it would have been catastrophic. Horse racing would be over as we know it, especially after 23 horses have died in Santa Anita this year. That horse goes down because of what Maximum Security did. Guys, racing is over as we know it. So, and I don't think enough is being talked about that. So was it a ticky-tack? It depends on how you look at it. But the reality is the damn horse crossed over three lanes, interfered with a bunch of other horses, chain reaction. It was a foul. I mean, the rules state it was absolutely a foul. It just impeded everybody else behind him, at least those three horses. So say what you want. It's the Derby. It shouldn't be ruled the same way like a Tuesday at Aqueduct. But the reality is the rules are the rules, Dane, and we'll talk more about this coming up. But, God, man, horse racing's over if that horse goes down.
If Orville actually goes down and we have a 17-horse pileup on the top of the stretch at the damn Derby. Absolutely. Yes. But, guys, we got the poll questions up, Joe. It's 50-50 on our poll, too. So a lot of people feel differently about this.
We'll dive into it. It's coming up next here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Endro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Endro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Endro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
If your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631.
800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631.
Time to swing for the fences playing Daily Fantasy Baseball with DailyRoto.com. You can become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer user to win $1 million in FanDuel or DraftKings tournaments, or you become one of the countless number of people who have won thousands of dollars using these lineup optimizers. If you are playing MLB DFS, you're not using DailyRoto.com, well, you're doing it wrong. Enter the promo code FNTSY, get yourself a 10% discount, while you'll get lineup alerts, projected ownership percentages, weather updates, fantasy projections, and of course, the use of those same Daily Roto lineup optimizers that have produced millions in DFS winnings. It's the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package, only at DailyRoto.com. Promo code FNTSY, and get your 10% discount today.
If this was any other race on any other day, would you be as confident of keeping it?
That's a tough one. I don't know.
Difficult moments for you.
Yeah. This is really hard now. Well, let's pray to the racing gods.
Luis, do you have anything else to say?
No. Thank you.
Gentlemen. We'll see what happens.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the moment.
That was Maximum Security trainer John Service and the jockey Luis Ciaz after the race. Once the objection was set forth, and you could clearly hear that there was some nervousness there, because they did realize that, and it wasn't the jockey's fault. It wasn't Luis Ciaz's fault. It was simply the horse got spooked somehow.
In the crowd.
And shifted. I mean, that was it. He shifted over three lanes and started the chain reaction. And it was absolutely pandemonium, of course, once this came out.
They did. So for the first time in the history of the Kentucky Derby, the horse that crossed the line first has been disqualified. After the objection, Country House wins the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, they pull him down after about 22 minutes, and it's interesting to know, too, that a lot of people feel that the only reason it took 22 minutes, by the way, is because it was the Kentucky Derby. Otherwise, it would have taken 6 minutes. They'd have pulled that horse's ass down in a heartbeat. Yeah, so if it wouldn't have been, the argument that, this wouldn't have been called. No, it would have been called in a hell of a lot less than 22 minutes. There is no doubt that the horse interfered with everyone. And I'm telling you right now, War of Will has got my respect, that horse, because I know for a fact almost every other time that has happened in a race, there is a horse goes down. And when you've got 17 other horses going 30 some odd miles an hour, it would have been awful. Guys would have been dead. Horses would have been dead. It would have been absolutely horrific. This morning, I have no idea how that horse did not go down, hitting it not once, twice. His front legs got hit by Maximum Security because he kept fading over. Just unbelievable. And I know you got the poll question up, Dane. On whether or not they feel that, the horse should have been taken down. But I don't know how anybody can argue that this horse did not cross over and do everything you're not supposed to do.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. It was, by the letter of the law, it was definitively a foul. I mean, the horse moved over more than one path, Joe. Yeah. I think he moved over from the two path, I think, to the 405 path, okay? Yeah. And Joe explained this before. It was like, it's like lanes on the highway, okay? You're not allowed to move over unless you are clear of the horse. He moved into War of Will's path, was not clear of War of Will, thus the clipping of the heels. And you're right, Joe, Herculean effort to keep War of Will upright and not have a 14-horse pylon literally in one of the most famous places in all of racing, right? The top of the stretch in Churchill Downs on the first Saturday of May. Talk about a black eye for the sport, right? Forget the 20-some-odd deaths at Santa Anita. If we had to literally get the curtain out there to put down 13 horses on Churchill Downs, it would have been really, really bad. Right now, though, we do have the poll question up, people. So if you want to make your voice heard, whether you agree with Joe or not, hit us up at FNTSY Radio, at Joe Ranieri, at Spittin' Speeds. Right now, Joe, 50, it's close. It was 50-50 for a little while, but right now we got about 55% of the people disagreeing with the decision. It's this kind of age-old question, Joe, right? If it's a foul in the second quarter, is it a foul with 30 seconds left to go, right? If it's a foul on a random Thursday at Aqueduct, would it be a foul in the first Saturday in May? I have another thing, though, Joe, because, listen, maybe I'm just bitter because I did have Maximum Security. Another horse I had, Joe, and I think I mentioned it. You said you liked it also. I had Code of Honor. Okay, I had Code of Honor, the horse that was on the rail that finished third and was moved up to second. If you look at that replay again, you're right. Maximum Security fades all the way over to the four path. And then you're right. Luis Saez kind of corrects him, brings him back over. When he brings him back to the inside, Code of Honor is making a big-time run right on the rail and is pretty much squeezing past Maximum Security. And when he brings him back inside, he also bumps Code of Honor. And that stifles Code of Honor's momentum. Code of Honor was busting through a hole on the inside created by Maximum Security veering outside. And I really think it slowed Code of Honor's momentum. He was coming strong at the top of the stretch. I think he would have outrun, to be honest, Country House as well. I'm just maybe spilt milk because I had Code of Honor also at something like 12-1. But yeah, there was impact on a lot of horses. So it's interesting to me, like, how they recalculate, you know, okay, they put Country House up one and they just drop everybody down. But if you look at it, Code of Honor had a lot of momentum going on the rail there.
Yeah, and the other what led to the other confusion, too, for those of you that don't know, usually what happens at the track, right, is that as soon as the race is over, when the stewards, and that's this three-person committee here that is in charge, that every state has them that has racing, they're in charge of just this. You know, if there's a foul committed.
Instead of official.
Right. This is what their job is to do it. Now, usually what will happen is they will immediately flash and illuminate the inquiry light on the field there to let people know, hold all tickets, guys. OK, we're going to be looking into something here. Not that some, but just that something is going at least to let bettors know that they're taking a closer look at the race. That did not happen here throughout the entire process. That was never going on. It was people going, what, who, it was like people were getting whispers. It was the strangest thing. Then all of a sudden you can see on the telecast that the jockeys are on the phone with the steward's office. They're handing it around. And by the way, it wasn't Gaffleone who was the guy who went, the guy of War Will, the guy who should have made the, you know, who complained did not. And I think a lot of the reason why he did not is, he's relatively new to the scene. This is still, you know, 145-year tradition. You got to kind of know your place, and you don't want to raise any eyebrows. And quite honestly, those guys on War of Will said, you know, what the hell's the difference? We finished seventh. It's not like we're going to gain any money by complaining. It is what it is. But it was Country House and absolutely Long Range Toddy, two of the longer odd horses in there who – if you're 60-1, 65-1, and you finish second, your ass is gonna complain. You know what I mean? You're gonna inquire. You're gonna sit there and go, you know what, guys? What do I got to lose? And sure enough, I mean, listen, it was crazy. I mean, 22 minutes passes. Nobody really has any idea what's going on. And then finally, the word comes down after 22 minutes that Country House, $132.40 is what it paid, guys. Ends up taking the crown, and then everyone just kind of moves up along those lines, and it's just total pandemonium. And you've got people on both sides of the argument. You've got, I mean, Bob Baffert, we're going to talk to Todd Pletcher next hour, and Todd Pletcher had two horses in this race. Neither one of them figured into this craziness, but, you know, Bob Baffert, who had three horses, three of the favorites in this race, who, don't even get me started about Game Winner, who, by the way, traveled more distance in this race than anybody else because for some reason, you know, Joel Rosario thought it'd be great to pull him over into the rest of the goddamn group out of the, you know, out of the gate instead of, you know, keep in mind, game winner, the favorite, was right next to Country House. All he had to do was stay with Country House.
Just stop
him. And game winner wins that race by a mile, folks, okay? But instead, he comes out of the gate and goes hard left into the other 18 horses and gets buried and then takes them all the way wide like he would. By the time they calculated, I think, after the race, that he ended up racing an extra 150 yards during the race, the route that the jockey
took. It's like a zigzag theory in the NBA. Yeah, it just doesn't work as much on the track.
What in the hell are you going to do? And by the way, he was the fastest horse on the racetrack. They had him clocked at 37 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. He just couldn't find it. He couldn't get through. Just a terrible trip by Rosario. Absolutely awful.
One of the questions I'm going to ask Pletcher, honestly, and I'd love your thought on this also, because, okay, we're going to talk, obviously, about the foul and the derby and all that. I'm going to ask him to spin it forward a little bit. Joe, usually the Preakness, you know, has only like six horses running, right? Because a lot of these guys who take their shot at the Derby are like, chill, I'll wait for the Belmont. I'm not going to bring my horse back 2 weeks later. But because you have what maybe is a paper champion, right, in Country House, do you think it'll inspire more horses to go ahead and come back 2 weeks later down at Pimlico? Do you think we're going to have it, like, does this impact the composition of the field for the Preakness? Will we see more horses? Will we see more horses like Game Winner that maybe literally want to take their shot and think that, you know, the Derby champ is ripe for the picking?
I don't know, and it hasn't been announced, but the what I have heard is that he's not, Country House may not even go to the Preakness. There's really
Country
nothing.
House may not even go, right?
Yeah. So Country
they,
House
they
has
know
got
he's not a Triple Crown contender. They know, so why get him off schedule, right?
No reason in the world. He wasn't supposed to win, but now that he won, you're holding all the margin. You got nothing to prove. So there might not even be a reason for him to show up there, although there will be a lot of pressure, you know, for Country House to go. But this is, you know, you also have to understand the nuances of racing. Like in the racing world, the owner of Country House, you know, it's a guy that's been in the sport, but he's considered a nobody. Like he's not a guy. Yeah, he's considered one of these guys that keeps sending horses to races like this because he wants to be a part of the deal, but nobody really takes him seriously. Hey, so you know, to have him win the Kentucky Derby, it ruffles a lot of these snooty feathers that surround, you know, the racing world. So you have
to
understand.
The McGahee's, the Bafferts, the Pletchers,
right.
The ones
we know. The jockey there is a nobody. I mean, everything about this horse should not have been anywhere even remotely close. Like a second finish would have been the world to this guy. But now that he gets bumped out and gets bumped up, it's just absolutely crazy when I tell you. Now, it's also not done. Because the owners of Maximum Security are, obviously, they are fit to be tied. And there is a process where the stewards do own, you know, they owe the horse owner, everyone involved, an explanation as to why did you take the horse down? And they've kind of pushed it off and said, we won't be back into the office until Thursday this week. So if you want to hear our explanation, you can come back in on Thursday. And that is obviously not an answer that, you know, billionaire owners want to hear. So already they're talking about the possibility of lawsuits coming into play here where, oh, really? You're not going to give us, you know, don't you think full transparency is necessary within a timely fashion? Like, doesn't the public owe, you know, what was the video? What was the determining factor in the video? Give us the explanation. Like, we haven't gotten the explanation.
Sounds like the redacted Mueller report, Joe.
Yes, exactly, Ed. And there, you know, when you've got billions of dollars and you own thoroughbreds, you can afford a few bucks for an attorney and see what happens. I think it's long from over, though, but we'll see what happens there. All right, 1 hour in the books. Hour number two, Todd Pletcher will join us. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day.
all major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com. Fantasy.
It screwed me up when the whole Sean Kelly over Hanzo Robles thing.
I didn't tell you to do that, though.
Should I just drop?
Out on, like, your own volition, Greg, and, like, you make these moves, and you try and kind of flip the script like I told you to do it.
You did.
I told you to pick up James McCann just now. I told you to pick up Hanzo Robles. Right. You don't listen to me.
Should I drop Sean Kelly for Hanzo Robles?
You listen to me, Greg. You'd be doing a lot better.
I'm doing all right.
Weekdays, noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be. So we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS, WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
All right, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, make it rain, people. Welcome in. Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez. What a weekend in the world of sports it was. Controversy at an event that is 145 years in the making. There is a first time for everything, they say, and we had our first real winner get pulled down during the race. There, it did happen one other time in the history of the race, but that was in the late 60s, and that
like
was because
steroids thing afterwards, right?
Yeah, the horse failed a drug test like days afterwards. Like, they've never actually had a winner of the Derby on that day get pulled down 22 minutes afterwards. So there is a first time for everything, and there is also... there are some consequences involved there, and this is what drives me crazy with all of this. Is that the biggest winners in that disqualification of Maximum Security are the damn sports books. They are the ones who ended up making out, because how many of you had Country House anywhere even remotely close in your tickets? The answer is yet nobody. So that means there was an awful lot of Maximum Security, one of the favorites in the race. A lot of people, and I can tell you just at Twin Spires, which is the online wagering service for Churchill Downs. Twin Spires alone, just in win place and show bets, okay, $42 million were lost to bettors. Simply just win place and show, not exactas, yeah. Not trifecta, none of just win place and show cost $42 million in bettors. I think when you add up the exotics and you put it across the board, I mean, folks, we are talking over $100 million in lost better revenue would have been happened. And where do you think that money goes? That money goes right into the damn pockets of the books. Drives me absolutely crazy when I tell you. And just think about that from Win Place and Show Bets, $42 billion. And that's one service, by the way, TwinSpires, which is the online at the track. But the between the windows, between the online betting, and between all the
And this kind of event, Joe, you get a lot of like cross sport props, right? I know a lot of people thought it would be funny. Oh, let's parlay the horse we like, Maximum Security, with a dude named Cowboy fighting later on that night. You know, so you could have things like that. And also, a lot
one
of people
guy,
got caught.
By the way, one guy at TwinSpires put $2,500 down to win on Country House, won $133K. One guy. One guy, probably the damn owner.